Well, good Wednesday morning, friends. How are you? We made it to midweek. A lot of y'all are probably going ballistically crazy, as well as I am. CA, will this ever come to an end? Yes, it will. We're going to keep hoping, keep believing, and putting all of our faith, all of our trust, all of our hope in the Lord. Well, I am your Christian podcaster, CA, on the Morning Brewer Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. I want to welcome everybody. I want to thank all my new listeners that have signed on. I've gained a lot of new listeners. Thank you so much. We've got millions and millions of y'all listening all across the world. I want to give you, as always, my toll-free 1-800 number where you can text me in the continental U.S. or Canada. That would be prayer requests, questions, comments. Hey, I want to hear your PTL report. And if you survive this coronavirus, you had it and you don't have it no more, will you send me an email or send me a text? Or maybe if it's a longer version, let me give you this number too real quick. 1-800-978-9735. 1-800-978-9735. Text it to me or email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. If you are one of the COVID-19 victims and you want to send me a little bit of a testimony, I would love to hear it. And with your permission, with your first name, I will only do first name and the state that you're in. I will share it on the air with your permission. I want to hear some positive PTL reports. That would be awesome. It's just something I just thought of before I started our podcast. Well, other than that, I'm healthy. Praise the Lord. I hope you're doing well, friends. I hope you're staying in. I hope you're finding disinfectant spray. I'm almost out of mine. I hope you're finding Lysol or Clorox wipes. Good luck. If you got a mask, I'm happy for you because you can't find masks anywhere. We're going to be praying again for, our front line. That would be the doctors, nurses, our first responders. We're going to keep continuing in prayer. I heard today, sadly, how 5 Detroit police officers had died from COVID-19. We're just going to keep praying and keep the social distancing. Remember that. Okay, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on my podcast show. We're going to have something kind of special today. Try to give you some uplifts, right? Well, today I am doing Music Mix Wednesday. That's right. Music Mix Wednesday. I'm going to play 3 computer mix back-to-back music songs. Computer generated. About those apples. Also, I'm going to be Bible teaching on ways to get rid of stress. And finally, enjoy biblical rest. Doesn't that rhyme? Way to get rest and enjoy biblical rest. I believe you're going to find that to be helpful. Also, I'm going to be here in just a second going to be doing a Bible devotion on joy on the journey. So get that coffee rolling this morning, and good morning, North Central Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, where our podcast studio is, and good morning, America, and all across the world. We just want you to know how special you are to us. All right, like I said, get the coffee rolling, and let's get a Bible devotion going. What do you say, friends? Satan, we're not going to let you get us. We're not going to let you get us down. We rebuke you in the name of the Lord. Okay, well, today's Bible devotion is on the joy of the journey. If you take it to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8 and verse 10, it's just a little short verse here. It says, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." Amen? Amen. In fact, friends, some people have a warped idea of living, of course, the Christian life. Seeing talented, successful Christians, they attempt to intimidate them. For them, the grass is greener on the other side of the fence and is always greener. But when they discover that their own gifts are different and their own contributions are more modest or even invisible, they collapse in discouragement and look genuine opportunities that are open to them. They have forgotten that they are here to serve Christ, not themselves. But like the Apostle Paul said, "None of these things move me." Find that in the book of Acts, chapter 20, and verse 24. You see, friends, few men suffered just as Paul did. Yet he learned how to live above his circumstance. Even in a prison cell, you can do the same. The key is to realize that you are here to serve Christ, not yourself. God does not promise, and you know, he doesn't promise us an easy life free of trouble, trials, or difficulties, or even temptations. But what he does promise is that life will be perfect. His life will be perfect. He does not call his children to play on the playground, to put on a battleground in the midst of it all. When we serve Christ, we truly discover that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Amen. Hope for you today. Everybody has a cross to bear, and they're all different. Someone else's cross may seem lighter because someone else is carrying it. So whatever you're facing, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that's all you need. Amen? Amen. Well, what we're going to do right now is I'm doing what's called Music Mix Wednesday. Now, you're probably like, well, CA, what are you talking about, Music Mix Wednesday? Well, what I'm doing right now is I am going to have the computer shuffle and pick three music songs. I have no idea which ones they are. They're in our library collection. We got many, many, many of them. A lot of songs I still need to play for y'all. But anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Three music mix, back to back. And then after that, we're going to start on our lesson. So here we go.
Surrounded by you. Time to sing your song again. What a-
Amen. There we go. Jamie Kimmeth, prize worth fighting for exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Well, today, friends, hope you enjoyed that three-pack mix, by the way. Today, I'm going to take a little bit of stress. I'm going to try to de-stress the situation going through my Bible archive notes. I'm going to give you ways to get rid of stress and finally enjoy biblical rest. And bear with me. As always, got the allergies rolling. Yes, I'm not sick or anything, but it's crazy. You know, stress can hit us in so many ways. When you got things on your mind, when you're uncertainties, it can be a mix. It can be, and I'm not even a doctor, but I'm just saying, when you got a mix of emotions, a mix of your feelings, a mix of getting caught up in the world, even with the COVID-19, the worry, the stress can lead, heaven forbid, to heart attacks or even more anxiety, which leads to feeling like you're having a heart attack. I've been there. I think we all been there. 1 Thessalonians, just a little brief introduction. 1 Thessalonians, friends, 4:11. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet, restful life and attend to your business and work with your hands just as we commanded you. Quiet and rest. Let's think about that for a minute. Sometimes we need quiet time. And yes, God wants us to have rest. I think of the doctors, the nurses that are not getting rest, the people that are tossing and turning, worried about their loved one that may be in a living center or in the hospital right now trying to recuperate. We're praying for you. We love you. Let me give you again my 1-800 number, 1-800-978-9735, the Morning Brew 24-hour text or call prayer line. I am here for you guys, even if I'm off the air. So I'm going to give you some ways to get biblical rest, even when, you know, we're going through all this. So the first thing I want to tell you first is I want you to choose a creative outlet. You know, take time out for creative exploration, friends. I know you can't really do too much. I'm talking about maybe going out to the park, for example, because we are zoned in, right? Engage in every activity, even if you're in home, where you're free to create something without it needing to be functional. Exercising, maybe exercise at home. There's apps on your phone. And I'm dating myself way back when Jack Elaine used to do exercising. My mom would get up early about 4 or 5 a.m. when we were younger, and we used to watch him and his wife used to get on there periodically. And they used to do exercise, and I believe it was on the, yeah, it was on TV, in fact. But now we got these Bible, we got, of course, our Bible app. But I mean, we got these exercising apps where you can exercise even at home. If you don't have the exercising equipment, you can get creative, right? Just by putting sheets and stuff down or a carpet or something, and you're doing your exercise. Just get things off your mind. You see, exercising creativity in a project that is functional and production from your home or even your workplace, if you are even working at home, I mean, working at your workplace, which I doubt you will if you're close by. But that's not what it's all about. Just remember, it's not just all about that. Exploration is about observation and discovery, and it often feels pointless until you find something amazing. Also, resist in the urge to judge how you are doing. In other words, don't judge yourself how you're doing. The book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10 reminds us, friends, for the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested in his works as God did for us. Amen. Amen. Another point I want to make. Keep this in mind. Make time for rest. In the book of Mark chapter 6 and verse 31, Scripture reminds us, he said to them, come away by yourselves to a remote place and rest a while. For many people were coming and going, and they did not have time to eat. You see, friends, Jesus loved his disciples and he cared for their well-being. Even though it is not short rest followed by a miracle, he told his disciples, hey, take a break from your work and recharge. And that's right. Do you know when you rest, when you're getting a nap or whatever it may be, you are recharging your mind. Trust me, you are, and you probably already know that. See, the world around us will often express its demands. We cannot fix everything. A president cannot fix everything. He is not God. And I'm not talking about our current presidents or presidents in the past. I'm not even talking politics. He can do the best he can do, hopefully with the guidance of God. And I'm not bringing up, you know, religion to any of our presidents we've had now and in the past. But by listening to God and doing what we should be doing and following His will and having prayer warriors pray for our, you know, administration and guidance. But let's remember this. Let's just remember this. Whether you have time or not, it is important to schedule our white space and respect it. So step away from your daily routine, chill out and eat. Sure, do that. Another point I want to make. Enjoy God in your every new adventures, just like Moses insisted. Do you remember that? Back in the book, Scripture reminds us in the book of Exodus, chapter 22, verses 1 and 3. See, God told Moses something heart-wrenching in the book of Exodus 22, verses 1 and 3. I want you to read that when you get a chance. It says, also, leave this place, and the people you brought up out of Egypt, and go to the land I promised. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go with you because you are stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on your way. In that previous chapter, just to give you kind of a breakdown, the Israelites had just broken God's heart by making and worshiping a golden calf statue, as we well remember. But God was faithful to provide the promised land, but He refused to go with those people any further. You see, friends, this distress in now repented Israelites, and Moses begged to speak with God about it. If you go further in the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verses 12 to 17, Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know and continue to find favor with you." Friends, remember that this nation is your people. Now, then Moses said to God, "It is your presence does not go with us, and do not send us up from here." Now let me ask you, how will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from other people on the face of the earth? And then the Lord said to Moses, remember in Scripture, "I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." Now, we should be like Moses and go to the adventures that God has for us. Amen? Amen. We may not be able to right now with the social distancing, but we need to utilize the tools that we have even at home. But always go with God. You see, Moses knew God himself was beautiful and more satisfying than any promised land. Amen? Amen. Another point I want to make. If you're going out to the park, I know we can't do too much, but later on when life does get back to normal, enjoy the outdoors and soak up nature. And you can do that by walking and exercising. The book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 7 reminds us, "The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into shouts of joy." Being in nature brings our bodies and sense to rest. Albert Mohler once said this about Christians and nature's in his article, and if I don't know if you ever had a chance to read it, it's called "Have Our Children Forgotten How to Play Outdoors?" I believe they have, even with cell phones of today. But here we go. This is what his comment was. I have it on my notes. "If we were to all do this in the world of good and take a walk into the woods and play in the outdoors, even when we did when we were younger guys, and to remember that the world is filled with the variety of flora and fauna, and defines the imagination and the thrills of sense." You see, Christians should take a lead in reconnecting nature and disconnecting from their machine. And I will agree with him on that. The machine has taken over our kids' lives, sadly. And that's for another day. This is our Father's world, and He would do well to receive this world and enjoy it. while giving praise and glory to God for the beauty and the bounty it contains. We understand that nature is not at the end of itself, but we affirm that the creation exists as the theater of God's glory for the drama of redemption. All of this helps Christians to remember that we honor God most faithfully when we receive His good gifts most gracefully. Amen? Amen. That's something to remember. Another point I want to make is try a new direction inspired by God's goodness rather than fear of the bad. The book of Jeremiah, friends, in Scripture reminds us, chapter 6 and verse 16, says, "Stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." So is stress, let me ask you this, is stress threatening to keep you where you are, fearful of moving in a new direction? Remember, God is always what? Good. Take a leap of what? In faith. And what? Trust God with the results. Remember that. Another point I want to make to you. Enjoy friendships and community. In chapter 1, verse 20, Scripture reminds us, "Yes, brethren, let me benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh, rest in my heart in Christ." You see, Paul's letters in the New Testament include many greetings to his friends, telling him that he misses them and he cannot wait to see them again. You know, by this, Paul shows us that an initial aspect of and benefit of living abundantly in Christ is being connected to the church, if you think about that. If you're feeling overwhelmed by stress, reaching out to a fellow Christian, get together over the phone, FaceTime, because you know we can't do this with the distancing thing. And this is from my biblical notes in my archives. So this is before this distancing thing started. So just kind of yet had to work it another way. Get together with a friend, FaceTime them, Skype them, whatever it may be, and share the deep things happening in your life. Amen? Amen. Another point I want to make. Enjoy God's forgiveness in difficult relationships. Yes, we do need to enjoy God's forgiveness in a difficult relationship. The book of Isaiah, Scripture reminds us, here's the great point right here, chapter 30, verse 15, friends. "Only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved in quietness, and confidence is your strength." So trying to carry the weight of guilt can produce great stress in our lives. Amen? Amen. We'd all agree upon that. Let me ask you something. Do you have a hard time forgiving yourself or someone else? Unforgiveness is not only a heavy stress, but it's a wedge between you and someone you care about. But one of the most healing and feeling things about being a Christian is enjoying God's forgiveness. Amen? Amen. Another point I want to make is spend time with Jesus. Rest isn't something, friends, that we can create. It really isn't. It is a gift that God gives us, then turns around and offers that rest to others as your gift. In fact, if you go to Scripture in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 and 30, Scripture reminds us, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and I will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and burden is light. Amen? Amen. Last point I want to make is one final rest inducing tip. We've all had difficult methods to a stress-free life. There is a time where we're going to get fed up in the speed of everything. So I recommend reduce your activities to a minimum best you can by paring them down to bare essentials. It worked for me. It would probably work for you guys. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It would be something that you would probably experiment in. You see, God has, and I want you to keep this in mind, God has designed us to be fully alive, creative, engaged in community, and renewed by a sense of adventure. Without the elements of creativity, community, and adventure, we experience in different kinds of stress, soul stress, we call it. Call a friend. Well, you can't have them come over, but let me give you an idea. Call a friend, FaceTime a friend. When you're doing your laundry, play some Christian music to kind of relax. make you some coffee, just talk about life, right? And that's what we should do. We are not left to choose only between inactivity or overactivity. But right now, I know a lot of y'all probably saying, well, CA, what's your point through all this? My point through all this is just like my lesson is on my archives. We're trying to find ways to get rid of stress and enjoy biblical rest. And I think that is just so vitally important. It really is. And I just want to tell you, in closing, it's like I want to tell her, I wish I had answers. I mean, I know I sound like a broken record. The counts keep going up. It can be depressing. But if you keep yourself busy and try to get things off your mind, and every so often turn that television off, and just do the best that you can, and just say, God, you got it. That's all I can do is give it to you. And what we need to do is come believers in Christ, come united in Christ, and just continue, friends. All we can do is just continue to pray and pray and pray and listen to what our authorities are telling us to do and try to keep things the way that God wants us to keep them the best we can. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a very big supporter. I thank you for checking on me. I thank you for texting me your prayer requests, your PTL reports. Someone wants to ask me, hey, CA, what does a PTL report mean? Definition, as most Christians should know, PTL report is a praise the Lord report. I got to share something real quick before I close out in prayer. I got a text yesterday. Apparently, someone texts me and they listen to my podcast. Say, oh, you have a great podcast. CA, there's only one problem, and I said, okay, came up with the like a bogus phone number. I have no idea. I didn't even call it or anything. It was just a text. It says, I just want you to know I'm an atheist. Okay. You know what I typed? Praying for you. I don't know if it's a he, she, I have no idea. They didn't leave a name. It was just kind of like, just want to let you know I'm an atheist. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not an atheist. And I don't want to go to hell. I want to make sure I go to heaven. I want to make sure my heart's right with Jesus Christ. My kids, my family, people I care about, and I do care about a lot of you podcast listeners. And that's fine. If someone wants to put derogatory remarks like that to me, that's fine. Listen, I can take it. I love God. I'm a warrior for God. I am an ambassador, as Billy Graham would say, an ambassador for God. So you want to sit and tell me that you're an atheist? I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. And that's the truth. I'm not making fun of you. And if you want to sit there and tell me that, then that's fine. And don't listen to my podcast. If you're an atheist and you feel that way, I'm not forcing you. Hey, it's not just a coffee show. It's fun, it's biblical, and it's the truth. And like I've told people, when you're listening to podcasts, when you're listening to churches online, please find yourself a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, honest Christian network. There are so many phonies out there, and I'm not even downing our minister friends that I know, but there are so many, in Texas, there's churches all around the corner. I don't know where it'd be in your state or your country or wherever you might be, but please use your book smart on this that you will know when you're in a falsified situation or you're sucked into a falsified situation. Get out of it because there's other people that will love you and care about you, and one of them's me. I don't know who you guys are. Some of you I know, some of y'all are my friends on Facebook, but I know this, that God loves you, and CA, your Christian podcaster and friend, is praying for you. But please, I cannot stress it enough, be extremely careful during some of y'all that are going through low times. And hey, if you're going through a low time, I want to give you my ministry line one more time where you can text me, okay? 1-800-978-9735. 1-800-978-9735. Nothing to be embarrassed about. If you want to send me something, CA, this is what's going on in my life. Will you pray for me? Sure. Don't get yourself low. Listen to Christian music. Stream Christian music on iHeartRadio or your local radio Christian networks. Listen to some positive music. Listen if you got Apple Music or Google has something or Sprint Network, I think, has something. Those of y'all have Sprint phones. Find your artist. Find some kind of a comfort. and just say, God, you got me. So right now I'm going to come united in prayer. In addition, I'm going to pray for the ones that are low right now. And we're going, of course, we're going to be praying for our patients that are COVID-19 victims. We're going to pray for the ones that need healing. We're going to pray for just America. It's going to be a tough week, guys. The president reminded us that. And Dr. Fauci, I'd listen to him quite a bit too, because he's getting these things. He's not God, but he can kind of at least give us kind of an idea, you know. We really need to pray for our world. So let's come united in one as we get ready to close out. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you. We put all of our faith, hope, and trust in you. Let me pray first off in this intercessory prayer for the ones that are low right now, God. I just pray that you just touch them and you give them the strength that they know, and they got brothers and sisters in Christ that love them. And Father, the ones that are lost, may they find you too through other people, and may you just continue to pour your overflowing love through them. Father, we think of the ones that are the COVID-19 victims that have lost their lives, and the people are grieving right now with their family members. I pray for a touch on them. I pray you just heal them, God, and you just touch them. Oh, God, seeing these numbers can get kind of depressing, but we still are putting our faith in you. We love you. We know. Virus, be gone in the name of Jesus. Virus, be gone. We know you can get rid of this, and we give it all to you. We lift it up all to you. Please take care of us financially. The ones that are unemployed right now, unemployment is a skyrocketing case right now. Just pray you be at the ones that are unemployed. God, I just pray you be with us financially. A lot of them can't pay the rent. I pray for help on that for them. Their car payments, I pray for help on that for them. I pray the landlords and the mortgage companies will work with these people that are struggling right now. They're having to feed their kids. They're having to make a choice. Doctors are having to make a choice. Oh, God, only you can change all this, and we know you can. This is your world. It ain't the president's world. It ain't Congress world. It ain't Senate's world. This is your world, and we give it all to you. And I pray, God, through you, that all this will just evaporate and we come back to getting back to normal. For we love you and we believe in you, in Christ's name. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do. In this intercessory prayer, amen. Okay, that is going to wrap it up for a Wednesday morning. Hey, I'm CA, your Christian podcaster and friend on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Follow me for free. Like my Facebook page, friend. Search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. If you're on Twitter, search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, or at Mornings Brew. YouTube, CA/Christian Podcaster. You'll find me there as well. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, exclamation point, dot. Make it a great Wednesday the best you can. Praying for you. Love you. Hang in there. Bye for now.